Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Dan Skye, the editor-in-chief of High Times Magazine. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Liz McMenamin, Joe Guild, and Elisa Caparata. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. ProGroup provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. ProGroup prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program Dan Skye. He is the editor-in-chief of High Times Magazine. He's been with the magazine for over 20 years and been the editor-in-chief for the past year. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
First of all, having dealt in this industry for the last 20 years, can you believe that we have gotten to the point where medical marijuana is legal in so many places and now recreational marijuana is also?
Well, I'll tell you, when it happened, when Colorado went legal, it was an absolutely amazing event for, I think, for everybody, because it was almost like the falling of the Berlin Wall. No one expected it. It just kind of seemed to happen, came out of nowhere. Even though we knew that these ballots were these ballot measures were going to be voted upon by voters, it was really just an amazing thing, because we never, you know, we grew so complacent, I think, over the years that things were never going to change, and now there's incredible momentum toward making pot legal throughout the country. So we see the polls, the Gallup polls, 58% of the people now favor legalization of marijuana. There's a great momentum toward that.
Do you think the Marijuana Policy Project had a lot to do with this?
Well, I think Marijuana Policy Project has been great. Normal has been involved. But remember, these are state activists. These are the people on the ground who are, you know, who don't have millions of dollars backing them. The people who are really responsible for making these things happen are the people who are invested in the process. I think every state has its heroes.
Well, it's interesting, but I would slightly disagree with you. I think in Nevada, for example, the Marijuana Policy Project had dollars invested in the state with people on the ground and getting people to sign up for the petitions, and so that was all paid for. That wasn't just activists, but I don't disagree with you that there were certainly activists. Do you also think that it was a generational thing, that at the point in time where, you know, majority of voters are older people in Nevada, and those older people, when they were younger people, were smoking marijuana?
Well, possibly. I think basically, I think you find more and more people not believing the government anymore. People have listened to 75 years of propaganda about cannabis, and you know, it'd be nice if people would think for themselves as far as the wars that we're always getting into. But this has been a more than a generational thing. I think it's just an enlightenment that cannabis is good medicine. People know other people who are benefiting from its use. People don't want to see their children arrested anymore, have their college careers destroyed, have their entire lives smeared because of cannabis. So this is I think this spans all demographics.
Well, and I don't disagree with you, but I mean, it's interesting when you talk to oncologists who have been privately recommending to their patients for many years. We've had them on the program here that, you know, in past few years, they could go to California to Lake Tahoe and buy marijuana there. And they're recommending it for people suffering from cancer, from all kinds of maladies. But now senior citizens with their aches and pains are finding that marijuana is not a problem for them to get relief as well.
I know. I think it's a wonderful thing because cannabis, I mean, we're finding, remember, we're just at the foundation of the cannabis industry. It's akin to what corn was like at the turn of the 20th century. We knew we could eat it. We could use it for animal feed. Now it's practically in every product imaginable. And it's the same thing with cannabis. We're finding it, there are so many different medical benefits that it has that we're finding out. And we haven't even begun to explore its industrial uses once hemp is able to be grown in the United States again. And it's an absolute crime that we've allowed China to take 56% of the market for international hemp and the U.S. outlaws it. We import it from China. It's absolutely everything's upside down. So we're hoping for, you know, a whole new cannabis economy. That's what High Times is promoting all the time.
Well, and it's interesting because, you know, there are certain things that have come out, you know, as government has gotten involved on the statewide level, certainly here in Nevada, looking at things like mold in marijuana. Who thought of mold in marijuana 20, 30 years ago? It was just marijuana.
Right. But we have great quality control now. You'll find that in places like Colorado that are so far ahead of the rest of the country, there's real competition for the very best possible product you can put out on the market. People are very concerned about molds and pesticides. They want to know that what they're smoking and what they're ingesting is good. And right now, we're in this whole new era of really being able to know where your cannabis comes from. We can track it. We know who grows it, and that's a great thing. And we can if there is mold in a particular allotment of marijuana, it can be tracked and it can be thrown out. So this is a whole new era for cannabis.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dan Skye, the editor in chief of High Times Magazine, when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductor's Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
From your house to the White House. The folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dan Skye. He's the editor-in-chief of High Times Magazine, been there for over 20 years. As you look at what's going on in Colorado and some of the news stories that have come out, not so much with the smoking of marijuana, but with the edibles, do you have concern that the pendulum is swinging so dramatically in the opposite direction that it might create problems, that the federal government might feel that they need to get re-involved?
I missed part of your question there, but I believe what you're talking about is is the federal government concerned about edibles or something like that?
Yes, the concern being that there have been problems with edibles in terms of the dosage and people overdosing on that. Are you concerned the pendulum has swung too far in the other direction so quickly that the federal government might have an idea of getting involved again?
Well, I don't think edibles are dangerous. What they have to be is standardized. People have to know the dosage they're getting. Once again, where the industry is in its infancy, Colorado is working very, very hard towards standardizing doses of cannabis in edibles. And this is something that has to be standard. Remember, people don't want to inhale. They want to, if they feel that the cannabis is better for them, by eating it, and it's more effective, and they should be able to do that. And it's a shame that some people overdose because they eat too much, or they're not sure of what they're eating, or they're not informed enough. And this, once again, this is a whole educational process that, edibles are something that need to be standardized so people know what kind of dose they're getting. That's my basic point.
And the federal government has a lot of blame here because they didn't allow research on this for many decades. And so
the federal government has been disgraceful. I mean, when you think about over 14 to 15 million people arrested, most of that for simple possession, it's an absolute crime. I mean, people have had their lives destroyed, their children taken away. People have served outrageous sentences for marijuana. The government's the fact is we have smart people in office. Obama is an intelligent person. Well, Clinton is an intelligent person. They allowed this drug war to go on and to allow people to keep getting busted for simple possession. 80% of all arrests during the drug war were for marijuana, and most of those were for simple possession. So I think the government's actions have been disgraceful throughout, and there's so much evidence about cannabis already out there. This is the most studied plant in the universe, and our country has this long history of using cannabis and industrial hemp. And the fact that the government has been denying this for the last 80 years is disgraceful.
Well, why do you think that? Obama obviously has been better on this. And the Attorney General Eric Holder,
They weren't better. As a matter of fact, in Bush's Obama's first 2 years in office, he arrested and there were more federal raids on marijuana dispensaries than there were under Bush in the first 2 years. So that's wrong. They said they wouldn't go after medical marijuana dispensaries, and they did so immediately. So he has not been good. It's really a shame, but the pharmaceutical industry cannot deal with this because it certainly would impact the sales of their drugs with all these bad side effects. And we have this whole drug war machine where we have an entire industry devoted to putting people in jail. So that's why marijuana is still illegal.
Let me ask you about this. One of the major problems for folks dealing in this industry in Colorado is the inability to use the banking system. Do you think that's going to change anytime soon?
Absolutely. Look, everything's going to change. People worry about the pharmaceutical industry getting involved with it. But once hemp is growing in the United States, once big crops are growing throughout the states, the medical industry will get involved, and they will be able to separate the cannabinoids and the terpenes and find all of the different elements in cannabis that will work best for which disease or which happening with the cannabis. So the government has got to get out of the way. We've got to be able to research this. We've got to be able to grow it and find what strain is best for which ailment.
One of the other things that concerns me is the ability of the police to actually have a real standard to know whether somebody's driving impaired or not. And that really isn't the situation. Where do you think we are with that?
I think way too much is made out of this, frankly. the fact is people medicate every single day in the morning, and they go to work and they drive. And people have to understand they are safe drivers. There is no danger. The statistics in Colorado back this up. I think much too much is being made of this. And the fact is you cannot tell who's smoked recently or 3 weeks ago. There's no test able to do that. There are so many studies out there that have shown that people who smoke cannabis are actually better drivers. So,
you know, I would respectfully disagree with you on that. I mean, the person on the freeway driving.
You can respectfully disagree with me all you want. But
okay, I can respectfully disagree with you that people driving on the freeway at 25 miles an hour are not driving safely.
No, that's not happening. Don't say that. That's just not happening. Seriously, those kind of myths it doesn't happen. People driving 25 miles per hour on the freeway. Come on now, that just doesn't happen.
Well, we will agree to differ on this one. But there are people in jail in Nevada who have smoked marijuana 3 days before and are in jail because their system showed marijuana in their system.
And that's ridiculous.
And I couldn't agree with you more. We're out of time today, but will you come back and talk to us some more? Because it's going to be a continuing topic in Nevada. All right, Dan, good to talk to you. Dan Sky, editor-in-chief of High Times Magazine. We'll be right back.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Have gourmet coffee your way at 7-Eleven prices. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
Watch Shelby Sheehan and Joe Hart every weeknight at 4, 5, and 6 on News 4.
Sleep more and save up to $1,000 now during our President's Sale.
Save up to $1,000 on motion bases with iComfort and iSeries mattresses, or get a free matching foundation.
Plus, enjoy 0% APR financing until 2020.
Get free matching foundations on all Serta Perfect Sleepers and all Sherwood mattresses.
Pick a size, pick a firmness, they're all on sale.
And you'll get free same-day delivery.
It's the President's Mattress Sale at Sleep More, inside more furniture for less.
If you've been in a crash, you need a lawyer you can trust. Someone who knows the law and who can fight for the best possible settlement.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
What does this remind you of?
You owe me $20?
No. Who's on there?
Oh, Jackson. President's Day.
Right. And we're offering huge President's Day savings all this month on Dodge cars. Right?
Right.
And here's how Dodge celebrates President's Day with huge savings on new 2015 Dodge Darts. Now sale priced at just $19,000 even. Forget MSRP and dealer markup. Save over $6,000.
Nobody beats a Reno Dodge deal.
Nobody.
See our entire inventory right now at RenoDodge.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Liz McManaman is here, the Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Joe Guild is the attorney.
Morning.
Lisa Caffarata is a lobbyist for Planned Parenthood. Pleasure to have you all here. I can't let this go. Just did our interview with the executive editor of High Times Magazine. Where are we heading with marijuana? It seems like it's the big money industry in the state.
It is. I read an article yesterday talking about all the different industries that come in around the actual business of it. It's fascinating to watch this happening. High Times Magazine was, as you know, an underground magazine for years. But actually, it's interesting to see the how business come from the underground now. And you're doing interviews with High Times Magazine, so this is kind of interesting to see.
Joe, have you been surprised at the number of high-profile conservative Nevadans who have gotten involved in the marijuana industry in the state?
Like
President Joe Crowley. Sorry, Joe. I think it's a sign of the social trending times. I mean, people are accepting it and other things as well. And so I don't see a big deal. And if it's legitimate and somebody can make money at it, fine.
It's interesting, the change of times. You know, same-sex marriage is moving forward, mm-hmm. and marijuana is moving forward. Do you think the legislature is going to have the courage to actually pass out a bill, or is it just going to go to the voters?
I would imagine in a session that it's just going to go to the voters. It seems that the Republicans are pretty focused on their agenda of reforms they've been trying to get done for a long time, and taking on social issues like that, I don't think is.
Well, Tick Sagerblum will be on the program on our next broadcast, so we'll hear more from him, I am sure.
He'll be promoting it.
Okay, so Liz, one of the things you're working on is prescription monitoring, and you know, prescription drug abuse has been one of your big issues. My concern is it seems to be that it's just getting tougher and tougher for the public trying to get their medicines, that they are just so crammed into the time period. You can't get a prescription. If it's a day early, the insurance company's turning it down. Is the pendulum moving too far in the other direction?
I think that some of the work that we're trying to do is to make sure that it doesn't, Sam, that people still have access to the medications that they need when they're going out there and trying to get their prescription filled. However, an insurance issue of 30-day fill is something that has nothing to do with a controlled substance, or 90 days and you can't get until your prescription is up. That's something that's being worked at on another level. But the prescription monitoring program, it's interesting you go from high times to the prescription monitoring program when we're having prescription drug abuse.
Right, which is a bigger issue than
is
marijuana.
Huge. It is huge. And Senator Hardy, Doc Hardy, is looking at ways to try to tighten up in our state. The governor is addressing the issue. We have other legislators, Assemblyman Sprinkle, out there looking at it. Marilyn Kirkpatrick, Assemblywoman Kirkpatrick. They're all trying to address it in ways. And we just hope that we come together in a common sense way, that we don't hurt the patient that actually needs the cancer patients, the chronically in pain that there's no other relief for them. So those are questions that have come up, and they're valid questions, and we don't want to hurt the patient out there.
Joe, you're working on water issues and potential changes to water law. What's the biggest one you're dealing with?
Well, state engineer Sam has proposed two bills, and I guess without going into huge detail, there sometimes changes turn on the word from source to point of diversion. For instance, I was in a workshop last week on these bills, and there were probably 10 water law lawyers in the audience, and other people who work for water purveyors and county officials and whatnot, talking with the state engineer about these bills. So oftentimes the general public doesn't realize how technical things have to become in the legislative process when you have one of these bills is 60 pages long.
Now, are these in-state water projects or are these?
No, it's just changes to the water law. The actual chapters 533 and chapter 534 in our water law statutes. So it has nothing to do with any particular situation. It's more of a general look and a review at the law, some of these laws haven't been looked at and changed in 80 years.
Elisa, one of the things that you're supporting is equal pay, and that dropped last week as we're airing the show now. Where do you think this is heading?
Well, it's interesting. There are actually going to be at least two specific bills on equal pay for equal work for women. Senator Roberson has one and Senator Spearman has one. And so I think at least we'll finally get to have a very substantive conversation. And what that looks like is, you know, is there a penalty for workers comparing notes about how much they get paid? Because how else are you going to discover whether you're getting paid the same for the same job? And then how long is the statute of limitations? How far back can you go to get back pay? And then is there a penalty to the employers that are consistently doing this? So those are some of the conversations we're going to have.
And, you know, and it's interesting because in Nevada, we are at the beginnings, we've talked about many times on the show in recent days, of a giant boom. We're going to need everybody on board. Do you think that this issue may in some ways go away just because of the talent pool that we're going to need?
Oh, no, I don't think this issue is going to go away at all. There's too many people backing it. This is going to be something.
No, I'm sorry. The issue
of equal pay.
Yes.
Well, it depending on what you bring to the talent pool, I guess I don't know. I maybe, but at this point in time, it hasn't. And so this needs to be addressed.
And I think you're going to, there's a big difference between the tech jobs, which hopefully we can fill in state, and we're supposed to be filling at least half of them in state, and then all the support service industry jobs. The vast majority of minimum wage workers are women, for example, and they're mostly in support and service industries. And a lot of them are raising families, and it's a huge impact to our state. So,
and I'm sure you're speaking on behalf of your wife. You're going to agree with these two ladies.
Absolutely.
And that's where we got to leave. Thank you all very much. Great to have you here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
It's a sale of presidential proportions. Celebrate and save at Carson City Jeep's President's Day event. No Washington gridlock here. Just the best deals all month at Carson City Jeep. Like a new 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4 for just $31,600. And presidential savings abound on the 2015 Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4. Only $27,900. It's time to celebrate and save at Carson City Jeep, where Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonCityJeep.com.
Northern Nevada and Northern California's number one area rug cleaning facility is now Evergreen Carpet Care. Our four-step process begins with thoroughly removing all dirt, dust, and lint. Then your rug is expertly and delicately cleaned in our rug washing pool. After the cleaning process, we rinse your rug in our special centrifuge. Then your rug is hung to dry. Evergreen Carpet Care makes it easy with free pickup and delivery of your area rugs.
For expert rug cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
On our next broadcast, coming to you from Carson City at the legislature, Tick Sagerblum, our state senator. We'll see you then.